You're listening to The Big Show with George Russick and Matty Rose on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hour number three. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by mortgagestogo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgagestogo.ca. You know what's the theme with the music today? Clips.
I can't see.
I even like the Google Doodle today. The letters are all wearing glasses.
Oh, isn't that cute?
See? Yeah, see? They're all just watching it.
Oh, I see. I thought they were at the movies.
Aren't they
sitting
cute?
In the first row.
It's nice to see they're taking time out of their busy suppressing information right. During an election schedule. Good for you, Google.
Yeah.
The little O wants to watch the sun.
Mr. Brent Cron, our Big Show Flames analyst. The Solution Snake, the Cobra himself, in studio. Courtesy of whom?
Brent Cron is brought to you by All Kind Door Services Limited, your go-to service company for the last 35 years, offering 24-hour emergency service. For all your door repairs, anything that swings, slides, or rolls, call 403-266-1411.
Would you like to hear an eclipse fact?
Yes!
All right.
It's very intriguing. I'd love to. What kind of music do you have in the background?
It's time for an eclipse fact on The Big Show with Russick and Rose on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
When the sky suddenly goes dark in the middle of the day, animals can become very confused. Creatures like cicadas and crickets might start chirping their evening song. Cows and horses may begin bedding down for the night, while birds return to their roost.
That was an eclipse fact.
Wow.
On The Big Show with Russick and Rose on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Speaking of those cicadas, they're getting ready prepared like in a week's time around like Missouri, Arkansas, around those areas. They're about to get the biggest cicada launch off here in the last like 200 years.
So it's going to look like the apocalypse?
Oh my God, it'd be so loud.
All I got from
so
that
loud.
Is that if I tell a bad joke during the day, during an eclipse, a cricket might come out and go,
ear. He's laughing.
Yeah.
That's just, their laugh.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Just
go
like
back
that.
To bed, Jerry.
Yeah.
Wait till an evening. You stupid cricket.
Yeah. If you didn't know, Cron.
Stupid cricket.
Jerry the stupid cricket.
You'll experience it. Albertans will experience it beginning at 11:48 a.m. this morning, and at 12:43 in the afternoon, the moon will cover the largest portion of the sun. Around 1/3, or as I've been saying all morning, like a big chocolate chip cookie that's been a bite taken out.
Ah, I see. That's a very good analogy. I understand.
But don't look at it.
You'll be able to figure it out. You just got to look at it.
I looked at the sun this morning. I just immediately almost turned off the road. Like I was, you know, it's like they say, don't look at the sun.
Yeah. It's not
don't
good
push
for your
that
eyes.
Red button.
I'm like,
don't do this.
But yep. What if I did?
But what if I did?
But what if I did?
Yeah. But what happened to me
tomorrow?
Nothing beat that clip of in 2017 where Trump just looked straight up.
And he's pointing at it.
Yeah. He's like, there it is.
There it is. Look,
after
it's happening.
Told repeatedly. Yeah.
Don't do it.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right. Look at how he turned out. He's fine.
Ass.
He's fine.
Go grab your welding mask and look at the sky.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think that might work.
No.
No.
No, I just think it's probably best case scenario just to not look at the sun.
Or ever really look at the sun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here.
That's good advice.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've tried to do it a couple times. It hurts.
My dog always looks at the sun.
The Sphere is going to be broadcasting it across in Vegas. They're going to be showing it.
Well, it's going to be all over the news.
What does that even mean?
Well, they're going to be showing like what the show what it would look like in space. They're just going to broadcast it over the Sphere. So you kind of get
there. You go.
Yeah. Because NASA is also going to have like a feed from one of their telescopes in space to show what it looks like when it's on what it looks like on the world.
Listen, Maddie, because you like a lot of people have. A huge boner for all this stuff. Like, they love this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cosmic ballet continues, like Leonard Nimoy would say in The Simpsons.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are interested. Like, we all got our own things. Like, you love hockey and could care less about the eclipse. Simon has no idea where Augusta National is. People love the eclipse. Everybody has their own little things they get super jacked up about. I like newsy stuff. This is what I do. I like this kind of stuff. It interests me. I like to learn. Learning's fun. I want to learn something new every day. Makes you a better person. Expands your horizons. It's what I like to do.
It's great theater.
It is great theater.
Theater.
But today is the theater. Eclipse. So
be careful out there.
Be careful out there. Flames lost 4-2 on Saturday night to the Oilers at the Battle of Alberta. How did somebody sneak in an air horn into that arena?
I don't even think they check. They just make sure that you don't have your keys in your pocket when you walk through your wallet.
Like, how does an air horn get into that rink?
I know.
It was moving around the building, too. Yeah. Like, I'm almost positive it was moving around the building.
Where is this? What is happening?
Yeah.
Get on it. Let's go. Whatever.
I didn't love it. Not going to lie. Yeah. First time it went off, it just frustrated me that much more. I was already angry because the Oilers were up, and then, I'm like, this stinks. I hate it here.
That was classic back in the day, though. You always hear air horns popping off.
It's like going to a minor hockey league game.
Yeah.
Those parents sitting across the way.
With a bell.
With their bells, and you just want to jump over and lay into them.
The cowbell.
Oh, man. That is such an annoying sound, and then they just do it stronger because they think they're actually getting to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Well, clearly they did because it just sounds got
like it doesn't affect the kids on the ice. It affects the fans. It's like, that's why. That's like the calling sign of war between parents at a minor hockey rink.
Oh, yeah.
It's just ring that bell. She rings that bell one more time.
Oh, I don't know what I'll do. God.
Yeah. Somebody hold me back.
Yeah.
Right? And you're just like, my God, shut up, please.
Yeah.
There's eight people in this building. It's cold.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Your kid's a scrub.
Yeah.
And you're just like, and it's usually the parent of the backup goalie. Doing it too. The kid's not even on the ice. Yeah. You're just like,
Team spirit.
Jacob Markstrom shoving down Zach Hyman. How much fun was that to watch?
I'd love that. That was such a good tilt. You know, just the battle. Were they at the end of the second period? Were they? They were chumming it up, or were they?
Like, I don't know. Were they talking junk to each other, or were they chumming it up? I don't know.
Right?
Because they both had smiles on their face.
Yeah. And they weren't really heated. I was hoping.
And there was a ref there that was standing not between them, but off to the side. Yeah. And typically, they like to get in between them. So I thought that they were at least amicable.
Yeah. You know, I liked that battle. I didn't like to see on that first goal, too. You know, I mean, even if Hyman wasn't in front of the net, that shot was probably going in the net.
Probably. You
know, probably.
If he's not as distracted. Like, how many times have you seen him with his stick, like,
I know,
poking at guys' hands and, like, doing all that type of stuff?
I don't know. I didn't like that because it's like, as small as it is, it does affect how you move in the net. Like, there's a handful of times in the net when Markstrom was kind of getting into it with him, then he'd slide left or right or whatever the other way. He'd kind of end up pushing so hard because he was just a half second behind, and they end up kind of falling over onto his shoulder. Like, I just...
Well, when he tried to make the save, he fell over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And that happened two or three times throughout that game when Hyman was standing in front of the net. So Hyman did his job. I'd like to see him be a bit more composed in that situation, but it's at the end of the year. They're not going to the playoffs. He's getting into a battle with somebody. Why not? I don't know. I thought it was kind of fun to watch.
Yep.
Right? But, you know, and that's funny, too. Like, you should watch Eddie Belfour, you know, or Billy Smith with guys in front of the... Like,
Ron Hextall.
Ron Hextall, right?
Breaking dude's legs.
I know, right?
With a giant chop.
Like, I'll never forget, I played a preseason game against Florida, and Joe Neuendijk was on the ice. I was playing against Eddie Belfour, actually, and Joe was screening me, and I didn't really realize how tall he was. And I couldn't see around him. I couldn't see over him, right? So I was getting... And I took my stick, and I cracked him in the ankle without even... Like, I didn't even know it was Joe Neuendijk at the time. I was just so focused on the puck. And just and he's playing a preseason game in Calgary. It's like, what the hell am I doing here? This is the end of the... You know, it's preseason. I'm at the end of my career. I got to go to Calgary to play a game. And then he's in front of the net, and I turned my stick, and I cracked him on the ankle, and he just jumped up, and he turned at me, and he just stared at me. He's like, what is your... Like, I'm like, oh, crap! It's Joe Neuendijk. No, Mr. Neuendijk, I apologize. I mean, I was all kind of going through my head, but I was in the zone that game. So first star in that game, too, shockingly.
Yeah, I bet.
I have it on DVD.
Yeah,
and so anyway, Joe ended up you know, becoming the general manager of the Dallas Stars when I entered the organization. And I was like, you know, Mr. Neuendijk, I always wanted to apologize.
Did he remember that?
No. Yeah, he had no clue, right? Yeah. Not a chance.
You remember when you were playing a preseason game in Calgary and you got knocked on the ankle and it kind of hurt, but you came back next shift?
Yeah.
You remember?
I felt so bad. I haven't been able to sleep for 10 years.
It ruined my career. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
But gone are the days of just, you know, the old separators, you know, in between the legs, and you just lift up and
just a little tap.
Oh, and the guys just... crumble, and then the slap shot comes and it hits him in the shoulder, and you get like a double whammy, or the old blocker where you push the back of the guy's helmet forward so it comes over his eyes so he can't see, so he's got to straighten his mask out, and then you smack him one more time, and then you give him another shot, and then as he turns around to hit you, if you have a defenseman like Darian Hatcher or somebody like that, it's not your problem anymore. You just go
here
away.
Comes the finisher.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like Mortal Kombat. Get him with the combo move.
It's a fatality.
Knock it over. Yeah. And then here comes Hatcher with the fatality.
No problem, right? It's a team effort out there.
I know Megan and Derek talked about it on the broadcast that they thought that distraction kind of took away from his play, because what we've seen from him the majority of the season is he's been very even keel,
yeah,
and his play on the ice has been exceptional this season. Last year, he felt like he was a little more emotional last year, and it kind of affected his play. I think his emotions got the best of him, and Jacob Markstrom's at his best, well, at least that I've seen him, when he's calm as a cucumber, as you like to say.
Yeah.
That wasn't so much the case on Saturday. You think that's why a couple of those goals went in that maybe usually wouldn't?
Maybe. I could say so, yeah, but you know, he's frustrated. He is. You can see it. It's just this.
So is the weak dog on the bench. He's angry on the bench.
Most of the veterans are. Kadri's looked extremely frustrated.
I saw Kadri slam a water bottle too on Saturday night in anger.
Yeah, right. And you know, if he wants to chase Hyman around, he's not going to do that when it matters. You know, he's not going to do it when it counts in the rig. And if they're in a playoff spot or during, like, they're not. He's not going to do that. His, like we've said, hit. Last season, everything affected him. Every, like, the wind changed direction, how many people were sitting in the stands, you know, the percentage of who's cheering for who. Like, you could just see how affected he was by absolutely everything. This season, he came in this year, and nothing's bothered him. We've commented that throughout the year, how impressive his focus has been, and that's contributed to him having been probably their backbone this year, if not their best player, right? Up until a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really, before the injury and the trade deadline, agreed, where kind of everything went off the rails all at once.
Like, we were talking about him basically willing this team into the playoffs because of his play. And now that you're mathematically eliminated, you got an E beside your team, and you're playing Saturday night against the Oilers, and he hasn't played against the Oilers in a very long time either, right? Since
the first game they played this season, I think.
Really? Did he play the first game?
I want to say yes, but I can double check.
Maybe then I could be wrong, which has been known to happen. But, I didn't mind it. Edge, he's fiery. Hyman standing in front, he wasn't doing anything wrong. If I was him, I'd continue to do it too, right? Because you knew it was bothering him. But, I like that little battle. It's not bad. You know who else got mad on the bench Saturday night? Corey Perry.
Yeah. Him and Kane. Woo-hoo! How'd you do?
Perry was mocking the Flames at the end of the game. I don't know if you saw that clip.
I didn't.
Saying, "You're so bad."
Oh, sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
I
what
saw
he was
that
saying at the end of the game.
I rewinded that, yep. And then I called my son over. I'm like, "This is come watch this, because what's he doing right now?" I said, "What's he saying?"
Yep.
I'm like, he's saying, "You are so bad," and he just sat there like matter of fact.
Yep.
You're so bad. It's like that. Who whispered that in Gazdick's ear? You're so bad.
Travis Konechny.
Travis Konechny.
TK.
You have to be the worst hockey player I've ever seen.
Just stone cold stuff like that.
Yeah, just sicko stuff, right?
You know what? Again, watching the Oilers on Saturday night, and they were all on, their fans were all yucking it up and having a good time. But again, I watched that team on Saturday, and they are so flawed, man. Like, that bottom six. I know Rudy scored again, Connor Brown. Like, he scores a goal. It's like Rudy scored for you. Like, you're paying him how much money to be productive, and the guy has four goals on the year. That bottom six is non-existent.
Yeah.
Like, Warren Fogle, I was watching that.
Some of those boys looked hungover after clinching the night before, let me tell you.
They get shut out by Dallas 5-0. Dallas has been killing everybody. But then they go out and beat the brakes off of Colorado, who's a very good
Dallas
team.
Dallas did, yeah.
No, I'm saying Edmonton on Friday, the day before
to clinch the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, they are, they're a little bit inconsistent a little bit over the last time. I still think they're super dangerous, but I get what you're saying there. You know.
The bottom six and that blue line to me are still very, very flawed.
Sure.
And who knows what they're going to get in net with Skinner.
How many power plays are you going to get?
If Markstrom was playing.
Right.
There's so much to factor in there. And I know way more Oilers fans than I do Flames fans. So I do have to hear it on a daily basis. it's just, like, the upside for the Oilers is just monstrous, because they got two of the best players in the league, right? Mm-hmm. And you got Matthias Ekholm, who he laid out Rantanen Friday. Holy smokes, Rantanen didn't know where he was. And he's been a great addition to the Oilers, but that still doesn't help. He can't play 60 minutes a night, right?
I walk by that guy in the hallway.
Yeah.
Ekholm? I'm like, good Lord, that's a gigantic human being.
He strikes me as a guy that would have like a sleeve of tattoos on both his arms and like axes, you know, and just stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Sabers. A lot of skulls.
Swords, right? Listen to death metal all the time.
There's something written on his arm that you can't really make out, but what you think it reads is kind of disturbing.
And then when you think about it, if you were to shave his beard, nobody would be afraid.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a thick beard, too.
That's a thick,
deadly beard.
Yeah.
You know, and Pickard played very well too.
Is he an NHL goalie?
Yeah, he's a 1B. He's a fill-in guy. He's that guy that, you know, is an American League goalie that can come in and you won't lose much of a step. He won't cost you a bunch of games in the NHL, but he's not a long-term solution.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
All of the Flames' best chances, he didn't foil any of them.
No.
Gilbert hit the post.
I know.
Yep. Zeri hit the post.
Mm-hmm.
Pospisil
over the net a few times.
Pospisil almost tucked that puck behind him when he was out swimming. That should have been in the back of the net, and that was no Pickard. Didn't help him there. And the other chance was Zeri not tapping home a pass in front of the net. Like, when it was all said and done, I was like, sure, look at all the saves he had. But how many of them were you like, wow, he really stymied the Flames and really stopped the momentum? I was like, yeah, he was out there and he did what he needed to do. But
the big thing for the Oilers, though, is they just can't give up bad goals, right? Like, that's also been their struggle, too, is they can score. But whoever's in net will cost them, right? One or two squeakers a game. And Skinner's done a pretty good job of you know, being consistent throughout the year, but the season once again does not matter much for the Oilers. Their proof comes in the playoffs, and you know, there's some big teams in the West. I watched that Colorado Dallas game last night, and yikes, you know,
yikes,
like just an overall 4-line hockey team with 6D and 2 good goalies. Like, you have depth. Depth is a word you can't use up north, right?
Mm.
And that's. We'll see what happens.
What's a 368 number? What area code is that?
I don't know.
The Oilers' defense is not great. Any pressure on them, they'll turn the puck over. Plus, Bouchard is a cross-eyed
loser. Southern Alberta. It's,
whoa.
It's one of Calgary's new area codes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. You know what? But what I was thinking when Perry was ripping on Kane there, I think the Oilers might need more of that. You know, because I haven't been in the dressing room. I don't know. When you have two really high-skilled guys, and everybody else has just kind of got to follow suit. A guy like Perry, and we talked about this when the Oilers signed him, it's a good signing for the Oilers. It's a veteran guy. Guys will listen to him in the room. He's won a cup. And you saw Kane. Kane wasn't losing. You know, Kane's got a reputation of being a bit of a selfish player, mm-hmm. right? Over the years, he's tremendously skilled.
How about that slash?
Right.
That's a super selfish play. Put his team shorthanded, Flames scored.
Right, and that's something that you can't do in the playoffs. But for a guy like Perry, and we've had Getzlaff on the show talking about Perry not saying much, right? He just kind of in his own little world. Bieksa followed that up Saturday night when he played with him in Anaheim about how this is kind of uncharacteristic for Perry because he doesn't really do this a whole bunch. He's in his own world when he plays. And for a guy like Kane to get him on board to say, hey, like, stop making selfish plays. He was just looking hope plays in the back end, and that kind of stuff's got to end. If we want to be a playoff team and we want to be considered serious, I love that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Guys got to... They tiptoe around each other. Yes, you know, the cameras are on you now, and you see it, they make a big deal, they get asked about it in the media. That sucks. But you got to hold your teammates accountable, too. And a guy like Kane, who's got so much upside, you got to have a guy that he respects, that if he's going to give you crap, that he's just going to listen, and Perry's that guy.
Yeah, and but at the same time, if I'm a team playing the Oilers in the first round, I don't even want to mix up with Kane and Perry. Let them be idiots and
for
knuckleheads
sure.
all you want, because I don't want to put those guys on the power play.
No. But of course, that's the thing. That's the strategy to let them beat themselves, right? Like, Kane will do something that'll cost the series. Perry will do something that'll get right.
There's just, like, when I look at this Oilers team, and we can talk about flaws, there's just a lot of things that I think could go wrong in a series.
For sure.
Right? Like, we're talking about Kane could go off the edge. Perry could land you a major or something like that and kind of put you on the back end, right?
Yep.
The goaltending, that's another one. What if they don't get power play opportunities?
Mm-hmm.
What if the calls dry up? I look at this team and they have a ton of talent and they could do some stuff in the playoffs, but there's too many holes there for me.
For sure. And they know that too.
Yeah.
Right. So that's absolutely no surprise. They need their goalie to get on a heater in playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then who knows what can happen. But it was a good game. I was happy to see that the Flames played with some power. It's not hard to get up for those games. I mean, this is probably the last game that they can feel like.
Just one more in Vancouver, maybe.
Yeah, right. And that you can kind of don't even need a push to get going for it. I like that.
Are you saying that season finale against the San Jose Sharks is?
They should all just show up bombed, both sides. and we could do the beer league hockey game and we could call it. Like, and
there
we
you go.
Just see what would happen.
I've played bombed once before. It did not end well.
I know
I was asked to leave.
I know our Oilers fans are coming in hard at us right
for
now
sure.
on the text line. Edmonton is top 10 goals against shots against team. Do your homework instead of just being Flames fans when you make untrue statements. I actually could care less what the Oilers do in the regular season. Win a couple rounds in the playoffs and go deep into the postseason. And then I'm getting another, oh, the Oilers don't have depth. What are you guys talking about? Again, what was their Achilles heel in the playoffs last year? Their bottom six got exposed into the postseason, and so did their blue line.
And this is going to continue.
Can you tell me their blue line's great? And that's great that they new coach and they've their goals against has improved well and Skinner's been good. But until you show me in the playoffs that you can lock things down and have a deep run, I don't care what they do in the regular season. Edmonton and Toronto mirror each other.
Yes.
It absolutely does not matter what they do in the regular season. Who the bleep cares what the Oilers do in the regular season? Win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
You have the best player on the planet. Get to a Stanley Cup final at least. And don't tell me about how they're top 10 in shots against in the regular season. Oh, you can hang that out if they lose in the first round. Well, at least they were top 10 in shots against. That's what I mean. Who cares? Show me in the playoffs that you can protect a lead and win tight hockey games instead of having 97 have to play video game mode to win you a series.
You know what? Like you said it. It's based off of playoff success. That's it for this Oilers team. They can win all the scoring titles. It's like look at Boston last year too, and how great of a season
best
they
regular
had.
Season ever.
Ever. And they're done in the first round against Florida, right? And Toronto, I mean, they've had some great teams there, and everybody talks about their depth and their stack built very similar to the Oilers.
Very similar.
And so they continue to lose in the first round. And until they get out of that, this is the kind of crap you're going to have to hear, right? And you can't go back to the 80s and say, well, we won five cups in the 80s. Great. I mean, it's today. Like, you have the best player in hockey right now, Connor McDavid, right? And he is unbelievable.
Yep.
You got to get out of – you got to make – some again, hay in the playoffs. You're running out of time.
I appreciate all the texts.
I agree.
Chris in McKenzie Town. You guys are stretching, trying to find flaws, and the Oilers are the best team by a long shot in the league since American Thanksgiving. Again, Chris, I do not care about the regular season, Chris. I do not care.
The reason they've had to be so good is because they were dreadful to start the season.
Right. Quick, who won the President's Trophy last year?
Oh, Boston.
How many President's Trophy teams have won the Stanley Cup in the last, I don't know, 40 years?
Zero.
Eight,
four?
I think. Eight.
I have no idea.
Who cares what you do in the regular season?
I guess the Vezina
just
number.
Get into the playoffs.
Yes.
Right? And win a round, Edmonton.
And that's...
Win two rounds, Edmonton. Win three rounds, Edmonton. Get to a cup final. Can you get to a cup final? So if this is the best... Chris, if this is the best team in the NHL since U.S. Thanksgiving, do you like their chances in a series against the Avs? Do you like their chances in a series against the Stars? Do you like their chances in a series maybe against the Golden Knights?
I don't like
their
chances.
And the Golden Knights are crushed with injuries
right now? I don't like
their
chances against Winnipeg in a seven-game series.
I don't like their chances if anything gets to overtime and they have to start playing some of the other guys that haven't played in the third period at all. Because you know that fourth line is getting stapled as soon as the games are close in the playoffs.
Agreed.
And again, because Connor McDavid is the ultimate deodorant, he masks a lot of the stink of the Oilers roster. That's great. But, again, their depth and their defense and whatever, show me that you can do it in the postseason. Because what? They're not nervous about a first-round opponent?
For sure they are.
They're not nervous about the first
By
round?
By God, is that Mark Stone's music?
Yeah. LA Kings have done it before. And you can say this LA Kings team is better than the team that beat them two seasons
and
ago.
And listen, I get it. Like, I get it. Last year, you had a lead in every single game against the Golden Knights. But you still pissed away that series.
Yeah.
Where was the defense then? Show me that you can do it in the postseason. I do not care what they do in the regular season. I don't care. I don't care what the Leafs do in the regular season. It's Vancouver's a great story. Bounce back team, missed the playoffs, top of the league, great story. Winnipeg, they were supposed to be crap this year. Hellebuck was supposed to be gone. Scheifele was supposed to be gone. Solidifying a playoff spot, trying to be a threat in the Western Conference.
Fighting with two really good teams in their division.
Right.
Going
What's
neck
the
and
Oilers'
neck?
Expectation with the best player in the world? Win the GD Stanley Cup.
And they know that in that room, though, too. I mean, the Oilers, that's all they're thinking about, too. Like, this regular season stuff.
They want it done. They just want to get to April 20th.
100%
so
they do, right?
Try and stay as healthy as possible right now.
So again, I'm getting Oilers fans telling you about the stuff the Flames have done. There's no question the Flames have a lot of work to do here.
For sure.
To get themselves to be relevant. The Flames aren't even relevant right now. They were in this fake playoff race the last month and a half because, again, the talent's just not there. They need the high-end skill talent. There's no question. You just hope Craig Conroy can eventually right this ship and bring the Flames back to being a legitimate Stanley Cup contender. I don't know how long that's going to take. It's going to take 4 years. It's going to take 5 years. It's going to take 6 years. I have no idea what that's going to take. But telling me that, like, again, I've named you teams where I think if the Oilers play, they're in trouble.
Yes.
Even though they have the best player on the planet, they won a little lottery ball that actually the odds were in favor of the Leafs winning that lottery ball, but the Oilers ended up getting him. Win the Stanley Cup. I don't care what you do in the regular season. Oh, you won the Battle of Alberta Saturday. Congratulations. Like, what is...
You should have won that. You should have swept the Flames this series.
Like, what is the reasonable expectation for them? If they don't even get to the Stanley Cup final, it's a failure of a season. It is.
Cup or bust? Wasn't that the...
Well, that's what they were saying, and then they got off to a terrible start.
Yeah.
Like, show me that you can do it. Can your blue line hang up? Like, who's that number one stud horse you have on the blue line that you can rely on in Edmonton?
Well, look at Vegas last year too. Like, just how deep they were.
You know who they had? Pietrangelo.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who won a cup in St. Louis knows how to do it.
Doesn't Ched get played down here? Why are Oiler fans listening to this station anyways? Like, come on.
Oh, are we getting bombarded now?
No, that's fine.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, I'm not from here. Calgary inferiority
thank complex. You.
At the finest, Dave. Yeah, okay. No, like,
we're not comparing the two teams.
No, we're not.
That's the thing.
The Oilers are like, way better than the Flames.
You compare these guys with the Avalanche. You compare these guys with the Lightning.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be.
Bingo.
Like,
yeah.
There's no question. The Oilers are far superior to the Calgary Flames.
Yes.
It's not even close.
Yeah, you won a lottery, and then everyone else passed on Draisaitl, and you got him at three.
You won many lotteries.
And then if we were to do this to Toronto, people would jump on the bandwagon and say, absolutely. It's apples to apples between the Leafs and the Oilers right now. They got it, both teams.
Oh, no, Leaf fans know what's coming. See, that's the difference.
Yeah. They know what's
coming. Kron, it worked in both markets. That's the difference. Yeah. Leaf fans know what's coming.
Yeah.
They prepare themselves
for
the physical and mental anguish that is them in the playoffs. They know they're going to gag this away and not do anything in the playoffs. Oilers fans are like, we're going to win the cup this year. Yeah. That's the difference.
They broke.
You know what? I remember
they're gonna be here soon.
My old man was a Leafs fan. I remember him going up and turning the knob on the TV off halfway through the second period because the Leafs were getting smoked. And then he'd sit at the kitchen counter for like 30 minutes.
Out.
And then he'd get up and he'd turn it back on. It would be worse. And he'd be like, ah!
Oh.
Yeah. Why did I do it? Why did I do it?
Well, you really want me to needle you Oilers fans right now too? You want me to really needle you? What happens if they lose in the first round or the second round again? How many more years is McDavid going to be like,
two years away from seeing that shiny...
Friend of the show, Nick Alberga, does a favorite thing of mine on Twitter. He keeps tweeting out pictures of McDavid in a Leafs jersey.
That's awesome.
And a countdown until
he's a Toronto Maple Leaf. It's hilarious. And that just cheeses a lot of people.
Yeah, that bothered me too.
Again, it's something that I always bring up a little bit. Like, how long is he going to take it? Like, they gotta get at least to the cup final this year, right?
That's the bare minimum.
That's tough.
Okay, but losing in the conference final, that's good enough? And
no,
when they
it's
got
not
there
good
against
enough.
The Avalanche, they were schooled.
Oh, yeah.
That series was not close.
Not even close.
It wasn't close.
It was
and Colorado
crazy.
Played with their backup goalie, too, for that series.
It's like they had depth.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
I know.
It's crazy. Cale McCarr, best player. Just like,
well,
in that
to
series,
me, Cale
McCarr
is the second best player in the world.
Yep.
Just based on what he does, what he means to the team. It's McDavid, then it's McCarr. Most valuable players to their team, right? McKinnon's great, but where are the Avs without McCarr?
Also, McKinnon in the playoffs, like,
oh, he's a monster.
It's
again,
hard to elevate when you're already that guy.
We're talking the elite of the elite, but that's what separates the Avs and the Oilers. Who's the Cale McCarr in the Oilers?
Right.
I'll tell you, Boosh.
Who's the Miro Heiskanen on the Oilers? Right. Who's the Alex Pietrangelo on the Oilers?
Yep.
Who's the Drew Doughty on the Oilers, and the guy's 106 years old, playing 30 minutes a night still.
I know. That way, the same way, too.
The same way, too.
Yeah.
Who is that guy on the Oilers? It's
a combination of guys.
Right.
And
you could win by committee, but who's the last team to win by committee? Oh, the team the Oilers lost to in the cup final, the Hurricanes, are the last team to do that.
And the Blues.
Well, the Blues had Pietrangelo when they won.
Yeah.
And Tarasenko, to an extent.
Kind of a committee. Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, Pietrangelo was unreal in that series.
They were kind
too.
Of a committee.
In those playoffs, too.
Binner.
Jordan Binnington.
Bins.
Binny. He was fighting a guy yesterday.
Oh, yeah, man. Because if the Oilers don't get to the cup final, what? That was best record since Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Why don't you hang that up there at the Rogers Arena?
You got to be careful with those comments, too, because they're so full of holes. This team is going to be judged on playoff success. That's it. Doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. You could crap over McDavid. If he got 50 points this year, if they won a Stanley Cup, nobody would care, right? And that's it. That's the bottom line. Win.
I'm excited for the playoffs.
Me too. I can't wait.
I'm so excited. April 20th, baby. Burn it up. Let's go.
Yeah. The Avs have Georgiev and Middlestad on their third line. Oil beat the Avs in five, Mick.
Okay. Avalanche don't have the depth that they did the previous years. They don't. But still.
They don't. Well, like, and if you want to have the conversation, who do you have more faith in, Georgiev or Skinner in the playoffs? That's a conversation we can have.
For sure.
Avs got to win their first round match.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And they'll be in tough first round.
Damn right.
But again, Cale Makar is the difference maker. That's the difference maker.
I like a lot of what the Avs did at the deadline. Like, Dehame and Trennan on your wings on that fourth line. Like, I'll take that over and Derek Ryan and co. every day of the week. Those guys at least will beat you up.
Yeah.
Good point.
Like, is there a better pair than... Ryan, like, no, but is there a better pair than Taves and Makar?
No.
No.
In the NHL?
No.
No, like, way.
Nope.
And you could, and they literally play them half the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the Ducks won the Cup years ago when they had Niedermeyer and Pronger on the ice opposite.
Yeah.
So one of them was always on the ice. Yeah, that's a good recipe for success.
Yeah, it works.
Because that's the key to winning a Stanley Cup, the true number one defenseman. There's what, eight of those guys in the league?
Yeah.
10 max?
And he'll play a half hour, and he'll play every shift against McDavid. And
yeah. And again, McDavid will go video game mode because that guy's able to even elevate his game more. We saw it.
Yeah.
Like, he's able to do that. Can he drag them past those teams who have those pieces? That's going to be interesting to me. So don't tell me about their best record because I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
I do not care. Just get into the playoffs. Much like you think Leaf fans, although they know what's coming. But I don't care about their regular season success.
Yes.
It does not matter. You think Connor cares about the Hart Trophy this year? No. You think he cares about the Art Ross Trophy this year? No. He's looking at all the greats of the games who've all won a Stanley Cup by this time of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not have his name on that thing yet.
Hey, how long did it take Ovechkin to win a Stanley Cup in Washington?
Long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he had to grow up right. A little bit,
okay.
Too, right?
But
13
Ovechkin's
seasons.
Ovechkin's not on McDavid's level.
Oh, no, not even close.
No,
greatest
goal scorer ever played in the game. Great. But he's not Gretzky. He's not Lemieux.
Not
he's
even
not
close.
Crosby. He's not Orr. We're talking Howe. We're talking about the greats of the greats. Because you can argue McDavid's the best player we've ever seen on the ice, the way he skates and the way he skates with the puck. Just that guy doesn't have a cup yet. And it's cup final or minimum for me. So please, again, pretend like, you know, we're anti-this, anti-that. Show me that you can get there.
Yeah.
Show me that you can get there. Instead of telling me about regular season stats that I could give a rat's ass about.
What's Leon's next deal look like?
Oof.
8.5 for one more year?
Yeah, he's going to be what? 14? 13?
Well, it'll be like when the cap, that'll be like one of the first big years, but that thing is huge.
Yep.
He might be a 14. Yeah. Yeah.
Straight ahead, too. More Clips facts as I got heated about the Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even from here, but I got heated. Because like,
they
hurt
you this weekend.
Like, again. Okay. More Clips facts. And what is Brent Cron looking forward to between the Sharks and the Flames tomorrow?
We'll do that next.
It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by mortgagestogo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgagestogo.ca. I just like how, like, you have your piece of paper in front of you, like you're ready to read a news bulletin, Brent Cron.
Breaking news.
Like, you just sit there, he has his
from
paper.
The
he's
BBC.
All, like,
from
he's sitting the BBC. In a beautiful, like, he's upright position, perfect broadcasting.
Yeah, like, whatever his name is.
Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite, thank you.
Yeah. Dan obviously. Rather.
Nice Dan Rather.
Peter
this
Jennings.
Is
Peter Jennings, not Dan Rather.
What's Dan Rather's name? Good, too.
Peter Mansbridge. Canadian. Peter Mansbridge.
Paul Harvey.
Well, he did the radio
show. And that's
show.
The rest of
and
the
now
story.
You know the rest,
the rest
of the story.
Of the story. Brent Cron is Brent.
You want to read your thing?
I'd like to.
Okay,
that little boy.
Brent Cron is brought to you by All Kind Door Services Limited, your go-to service company for the last 35 years, offering 24-hour emergency service for all your door repairs, anything that swings, slides, or rolls. Call 403-266-1411.
Oh, that's not the only thing we got going on.
No.
We have a master's pool going
no.
on. Don't we, Simon?
Yes, we do, and you should get ready for the excitement of the Masters at Augusta, who will seize the prestigious green jacket. You can win, too, by joining the Sportsnet 960 Masters Pool. It's free to enter. Just head to sportsnet.ca/960's contest page. Make your picks, and you could snag an USCAN Designer Series safe from Calgary Lock and Safe, valued at over $550. On the golf course, mastering putting is key to victory. In business, mastering access control ensures your success. Protecting your business with a master key system from Calgary Lock and Safe.
Great job.
He's got a good read.
Very good read.
Like very good read.
I'm a putter myself. You guys have seen it.
Yeah.
I can read a green.
You can.
A Batia putter?
Big sweepy boy.
Yeah. It's either in the hole or it's past about 75 feet, one of the two. Mm.
Magic on the greens.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Great reader of the greens. Terrific stuff, Simon. Also, today is the eclipse. So at around 12:43 is the best time to see it, Alberta time.
Don't look at it
directly unless you got ISO 123 glasses.
ISO 12312-2.
Okay, thank you.
Unless you have a Ninja Turtle bandana.
Pretty much.
That too.
Yeah.
But you ready for another fact?
Yeah, if I look at it through a bed sheet, yeah. Then what?
What'll happen then?
Yeah, will I be fine?
Will it be
dark?
Yeah. Oh my God.
You said that bed sheet comment and looking through something. I'm like, not today, Satan.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to look through my hands maybe. Like,
yes.
Maybe if I
that's what
just
I was thinking
open
too.
My hands a little bit and just peer.
GVP, let's do an eclipse fact.
Oh.
It's time for an eclipse fact on The Big Show with Russick and Rose on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Both total and annular eclipses mess with certain radio wave frequencies. And nobody is quite sure why. Scientists suspect it might be something to do with the way the sun interacts with the Earth's ionosphere, which is known to fluctuate in response to things like solar flares and solar storms.
That was an eclipse fact on The Big Show with Russick and Rose on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
A bunch of zoos around North America, they're getting together. They're going to share data of how their animals react in different areas around North America.
Oh,
isn't that
neat? How they react to the eclipse.
Omaha's got a really nice zoo.
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it called the Mutual of Omaha?
It is. I remember watching Mutual of Omaha with Marlon Perkins Sunday nights with my old man growing up. When they would shoot a rhino from a helicopter.
Oh.
And then they just hover over it until it fell asleep.
Oh.
And then they go in there and like.
Okay. Tranquilize.
Not
show. No. You said shoot him. I thought they murdered him.
Not poaching the damn.
No.
Just watching this poacher's broadcast.
Dad, I think he's an ivory dealer.
Yeah. He's got the rhino in a chokehold, his fingers in his nose, just choking him out until
he's
out.
His pen, his boots, they're all ivory.
It's not what I mean.
I've said it before. I think being a giraffe, it would be the worst thing in a zoo because you can see the way out.
I know. I'm going to keep tripping.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
It sucks. And they run funny, too.
We're also going to do our lock of the day. I think you nailed yours last time.
I did. I nailed my last two,
actually. Calgary Canucks are money line.
Yeah.
We're going to have
Brad Moran.
Brad Moran on Wednesday.
Your boy.
GM head coach.
Is there anything else you'd like a request to interview or no?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Thought it was like, hey, like Canucks are in the final. Like,
yeah.
Text.
Yeah.
Ron, text
what
Brad.
A great idea.
Yeah.
You know, he just said, hey.
I don't know. Have you watched the betting commercial where it's like that guy's trying to find like name a hockey team and that girl says Calgary
Canucks? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that is a hockey team, actually.
Yes. You're not wrong.
A week Friday, the roast of George Russick is going to happen.
Yes. I'm sure everybody's looking forward to
it. I wish we had some sponsors.
Should get some Oilers fans on here, too, to
That's fine.
Yeah. The ones that are at the bar
I have very thick skin, so it's fine. Take shots all day you want.
Just be prepared for what's coming.
Well, that's
boom,
how it
roasted.
Works. Well, you're going to be one of the roasters. Yes. Maddie's one of the roasters. Patrick, GVP. Julian McKenzie's going to join us in studio. He's going to be one of the roasters. And Eric Francis.
Oh, good.
They're all coming in studio to be a part of the roast of me because I lost the football bet.
Yes.
But then I get my opportunity.
To take a shot.
To take shots at the end.
Yeah.
And I've already written some things already.
I've written nothing.
I've got like a whole novel.
Okay. Well, you got to pare that down.
I might need a lot of time.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much
time. I had mine written before we even knew we were doing the roast.
Oh, okay.
Zing.
That's great.
Burn.
Got him, eh? Knuckles.
No, cheers.
Flames and Sharks tomorrow, Brent Cron. What are you looking for in that game?
Sorry. Well,
what are you showing him?
Pete Vandermeer texted him. Just classic self.
Oh.
You should read that.
Croner going outside to help block the eclipse for the little people today. Need some help on the course today, Pete Vandermeer.
That's nice.
What a jerk. You know, when I find him, when I find that guy, I would probably get my face caved in. More than likely.
Also, being in a zoo probably isn't a bad place for a giraffe. Regular meals, safe from predators, good medical care. Maybe they like being in there.
No, okay. He's thinking, you know, maybe. All right. It's safer there.
Go ahead.
What was the question? I wasn't paying attention.
Sharks and Flames tomorrow. What are you looking for?
Oh, my God.
Tell me a reason why to Wolf. Watch that game tomorrow.
Dustin Wolf. That's my reason.
Yeah, that's my reason, too. Outside of that.
Connor Zeri at center?
Connor was actually not bad. He played with some energy Saturday night, too.
They were solid.
After him being sat out.
Until they got the penalties. They were the best line early on.
I know.
It lights out.
Yep.
And then just...
That one in the third
special
there.
Teams and just quiet.
Yep. But yeah, Dustin Wolf for sure. He'll be playing that game, I would imagine.
It feels like they're going to alternate.
It does.
They do have the back-to-back, the one more. So, yeah, it feels like they're going to be alternating the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's a very I'm not going to say it, but it's a...
That time of year, baby.
Yeah.
We're down to 24 periods
now? It's not the Flames and the Canucks as everyone's actually playing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But we're there.
Yeah.
And it's a 8:30 start tomorrow.
Oh, good.
The Sharks don't even have this. It's like when the Ducks came to town, it was like, sweet. Like, Leo Carlson and Minchikov and Zellweger and, like, sick. Like, we'll see some kids. Then you get watch the Sharks, and they're all 30.
Yeah. And
the kids aren't there yet.
And in the Cow
they're
Palace,
not even in the system.
Or whatever it's called, still. The SAP Center.
Yeah.
There'll be like eight people.
Yeah, there will be a dozen folks. Yeah,
there will be eight
friends
people.
And family.
Yeah.
Can dress
you look
as
up what tickets
night.
Are for that game?
Sure can.
Why don't you look up what tickets are for tomorrow night's game in San Jose?
Just take a trip.
Can you buy them at the gas station? You get like $25, you get a beer and a hot dog, too.
You go to Carl's Jr. and you get an upgraded combo, and you get tickets to the Sharks game, which is fine. Chris, did George say George has thick skin? The same guy who blocks texters freely and disagreeing with him. Chris, are you cruising for a block yourself, my man? Yeah. Yeah. Chris,
join the block.
Watch
party,
yourself.
Yeah, right this way. Sir.
I'm the Matumbo blocking people.
Yeah. Cheapest tickets, $15.
Where are you sitting?
You're sitting in section 216, which is second deck center ice.
$15.
Is that USD?
That's USD.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Most expensive ticket, $354.
Who in their right mind?
Right behind.
They're going to curtain off the top balcony. Right. Let's make everybody sit down.
Well, you know, that's $172 to sit right behind the bench.
That's crazy. Overrated seats.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
Frankly.
You can't see anything.
No, it's best to sit above the
glass.
Blocking
you.
Yeah, it really is.
Second bowl, first row, best seats in the house.
Best
that's
house.
A good call. You guys ready to do some lock of the day?
Born ready, brother.
The lock of the day is brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. I was away.
Mm-hmm. You kept your lead, though.
Thursday, Friday, as I was clinging to life. So I think I'm going to go a little soccer today, a little footy. There's some Serie A action today in northern Italy, Maddie.
Oh, where in Italy?
Udinese
have I been?
Is hosting league leaders Inter Milan.
Oh, look out. You know, Milan was the closest thing to a North American city when I was there.
I am going to take Inter Milan to win by 1.5 goals because them favorites, -240, too much juice on that. I'm going to take them on the Asian handicap. To win by -1.5 goals. Lock it in. By the way, Leverkusen have
They're
their
rolling.
Hand on the Bundesliga. After Bayern gagged that 2-0 lead at Hildenheim over the weekend,
yeah, they
that
can,
thing is over.
They can win the league on Saturday against Bremen.
Yep.
Hildenheim.
Yep. you know what they call Bayer Leverkusen? Neverkusen, because they've never won the Bundesliga.
Well, of course.
They're doing it this year.
They also haven't lost in 41 games.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Did they win the President's Trophy?
Well, you win the league.
They'll win the league.
Spoon? Both.
Oh. The big,
get a
big plate.
Spoon?
They give out a big plate in Germany.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hmm. Maddie, where are we going?
Oh, boy. I'm going to look at the Blue Jays game. We're going to grab a player market here today. I'm going to go Jose Barrios under 4.5 hits.
Allowed.
Allowed.
Okay.
Yep.
Home opener. Letterbox Jose.
By the way, Brad texted in who we unblocked. He's like, watch out, Chris. I was the chairman of the block party. I didn't like it. Somebody with experience, Chris. Yeah,
exactly. Just a little heads up for you.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the diamond as well. Cleveland Guardians taking on the White Sox later on today. Jose Ramirez, I like him over 1.5 total bases and the Guardians to cover 1.5.
Wow, look at you. Good parlay action. GVP?
I'm going to do some hockey. Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Vancouver Canucks. I like Jonathan Marchessault over 0.5 points.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Myself?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great, thanks. I'm taking the over at 6.5 between the Maple Leafs and Penguins.
Why?
Because both goalies aren't very good for the Penguins and the Leafs, and it's going to be a shot fest.
Okay, over 6.5?
Yep.
Are you in the Elliot Friedman line of thinking that if the Penguins get into the playoffs, Sid should be up for the heart?
No.
He won't. I don't know why they're doing that. They're just doing that because. But, yeah, he'll get a vote. He'll get a third-place vote, for sure.
Absolutely. He's the reason why they're getting in, 100%. Oh, yeah. But there's just...
Well, just the way he was. Like, you go look at him on deadline day after they trade against Gensler. Like, they killed the dog in front of him. And now look at him. It's like...
Is that what he said?
Well, no, but he was down. That was some down Crosby.
I feel like I would have noticed that if he said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Kyle Dubas killed my dog in front of me.
Literally, Jake Gensel.
Oh, my goodness.
Pittsburgh almost gave that Lightning game away, though, too.
That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wedley, Hal Gill was George's favorite Leaf, blocking all he did.
Hell yeah.
Hal Gill had a great nickname, Giveaway Gill.
I do know. That was a good one.
Listen, he was good for the Habs when they had those runs in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's just defensemen over time that just kind of beat it square, but they had a job to do.
Yeah.
Big guy.
And he's a giant man who blocked a lot of pucks.
You can hear him just click, clack, trying to stick handle up the ice.
Again, a public service announcement today if you want details on what's actually happening today. So you'll experience a partial solar eclipse today. Even those, so essentially this is how it's going to go. Between the hours beginning at 11:48 a.m. and at 12:43 this afternoon, the moon will cover the largest portion of the sun around 1/3 worth. So don't look at it unless you have real approved glasses. So don't do it.
ISO 12312-2.
Don't do it, okay? So around 12:43 is the best time to actually see it if you have proper protection.
I'm going
to
walk around with my eyes closed.
I'm just going to enjoy.
So if I get hit plowing by train, into people.
I'm just going to enjoy it, get a little darker.
Just
I'm not
one hand out.
A little darker.
Yeah.
Marco. Polo.
Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Do we want to do a Masters guest tomorrow? Masters betting guest?
Can we get Tiger Woods on?
I can try.
Yeah.
The Tiger,
Woodsy?
See if we can get old Aldrich on.
You want? I think we should maybe reach out to Cam Stewart.
Okay, yeah, sure.
My man Cam Stewart from Inside the Lines. Maybe he can jump on, talk about some Masters golf.
For sure.
He's always good to have on. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Absolutely.
When you'll break down the Flames and Sharks.
And we got Brad Moran coming up Wednesday. 8:35. Let's go. AJHL final.
Okay, cool.
We were going to go to game 7 tomorrow.
I know.
Unfortunately.
I hope they play Canmore. Quick trips.
I know.
Yeah, because then I'm like, I might actually be able to go to some of those on the road.
I was trying to get you to go to the potentially game 6 in Drumheller Sunday, too.
Yeah, I wasn't able to.
Acquiesce to my request.
No. I had a really lovely dinner at Charcut. They just remodeled.
Ooh.
Oh, you been there before?
A long time ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Go see the new one.
Your boy is full this morning. They did a good job with their new menu. Shout out to Connie and John, Hannah Craft. Love it over there.
Wow,
awesome. Yummy.
Oh, dude.
Great job getting those plugs in.
All right. Hey, right under the wire there.
Great job, man.
I've got a few more I'd like to put in here, too, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast, you son of a...
I can be bought.
You know who's going to text me later? The executive producer, Art.
Oh, okay, Arthur. Good.
Art Factora, the executive producer of the Big Show.
Hey, at least he's texting.
What do you got coming up
me.
On Mucho Big Show?
I got to get out of here, bud. GVP's got David Pañeda
coming up. Hey, Simon, are you hanging out for Mucho Big Show?
I am.
All right, cool. All right, yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow too. All right, have a great Monday. Don't look at the sun directly. Bye.
I'll do what I want. Bye.
Sit, Ubu. Sit. Good dog.